insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Now let's listen to the fourth and fifth verses of this chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والذين يرمون المحصنات ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء فاجلدوهم 80 جلدة ولا تقبلوا لهم شهادة أبدا وأولئك هم الفاسقون.
And those who accuse chaste women and then do not produce 4 witnesses, lash them with 80 lashes, and do not accept from them testimony ever after. And those are the defiantly disobedient.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Except for those who repent thereafter and reform, for indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful.
Regarding these two verses, dear listeners, we said that it is so important to save the dignity and fame and honor of chaste people that right after mentioning the severe punishment of adulterers, the Holy Quran turns to this page and talks about the punishment of those who accuse others to intentionally misuse this ordinance of the Almighty Allah. And this ordinance is now declared that if they do not have witnesses with them, they are to be scourged with 80 stripes. Now, regarding the meaning of the literal meaning of the word Yarmun, we discussed in the previous episode, and we said that since Yarmun is coming from the word Rami, and it means basically throwing stones and shooting arrows, it is natural that in many cases it hurts and harms the others, and that's why it has been used in an absolute form in the verse under discussion and in many other verses in the Holy Quran. For example, it has not mentioned those who accuse chaste women of adultery, because considering the verbal context, the word fornication has been omitted in the concept of the word yarmun. So this is the meaning of using the absolute form of the word rami. It doesn't say yarmun al-muhsanat. It doesn't say yarmunahum bizina or just like that. It just say يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ. So this means the lack of clearly expressing it when the chaste women are mentioned is considered as a kind of courtesy. It is used as a kind of respect in words of the Holy Quran.
الكون تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Now, one important question in this regard is why has it been mentioned as four witnesses as the condition of accepting the testimony of the people? We know that in Islam, two just witnesses are usually enough for proving crimes and asserting rights. Even in the case of homicide, when there are two witnesses, the crime is proved. But in the question of accusation to adultery, four witnesses are especially necessary. Now, it seems that the reason that witness outweighs here is possibly the fact that many people accuse others very easily, and they always malreputation and honor of individuals suspiciously or not suspiciously. Islam is rather uncompromising in this respect so that people's honors can be saved. And Islam is so severe in the ordinances of intentionally calling others impure. But in other issues, even homicide, individual's tongue is not so defiled. Moreover, in homicide, there is only one party that is the criminal, but in adultery, two people are charged with the crime. And if we require two witnesses for each of them, there will be four witnesses. This statement is the content of a tradition narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Abu Hanifa, the famous Sunni jurist, says, I asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that whether fornication is more commendable than homicide. And he said, no, homicide is. Then I said, why are two witnesses enough in proving homicide, but fornication requires four witnesses? He said, what do you say about this matter? Abu Hanifa could not answer explicitly, so Imam alayhi salam added, this is because there are two prescribed punishments in fornication. One of them is for man and the other is for woman. So two witnesses are needed for each, but in homicide, only one prescribed punishment is inflicted on murderer. Of course, there are some cases of fornication for which prescribed punishment is inflicted onto one party, but these are the exceptional instances. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key. unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.